This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz, talking again today about criticism, something like we have to live with, I guess. We might criticise others, others criticise us. What about speaking something positive, the words of life? What about rejoicing with people, yes? Being happy about things that people do and say. And the Bible says in Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. In other words, stop being negative. Paul says, listen, when something good is happening to somebody, get behind them and be excited. Don't be looking for the wrong thing or the negative thing, but say, yeah, you've been working hard. I'm happy for you. Let's share a coffee, for example. You're excited. That's what I think it means from the Bible, to rejoice with those who are actually going through good times. And those who are mourning, those who are going through a bad time, be with them as well. And so I think, ask yourself, am I happy for the good things that other people experience? Or am I so bogged down with my own problems that I can't get beyond myself? You know, your wife, your husband, your brothers, your sisters, the people at work. When they're experiencing good things, are you genuinely happy for them? If not, if you're not that way, I think it's time to change, because today is the day that God can change that part of you to take seriously what the Bible says and stop criticizing and rejoice with other people. And as we allow God, I think, to do this work through us, our words will move from negativity, criticism, to words of life. I guess we could become cheerleaders. And there's a great statement in Philippians 4:8 from the New Testament. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right or pure or lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is actually excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Now, that's a good starting place as far as being critical goes. They're the things that we should be thinking about. Start cheering people on. Be excited for them. So who are you going to cheer on today? Is there someone that you can encourage? Think about it. You could start with your own, as I said, your own wife or your husband. Think about people that you work with. Start looking for the good things and point them out and speaking words of life, as it were. Paul says in Ephesians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for the building up of others. That means encouraging other people. Start building them up. Encourage their children. Talk about the things that they love to talk about. You can praise people. I'm sure you can do that. Do it sincerely. You did really well today. You could say to your young children or your grandchildren, well, you cleaned up your room today. That was really good. So what are my words of criticism actually costing me? What are they costing me in the long term, perhaps? It's friendship. We can destroy our friends by the words that we say. We can allow God, I think, to come in and to transform our life. And husbands and wives, yes, sure, this can be an issue, can't it? Sometimes a wife can just want to walk out because of the way we talk to our wives. So God can actually help us to do that. One of the questions is, how did Jesus actually handle criticism? We say, sticks and stones may break my bones, words will never hurt me. But actually, studies have shown that words can actually have an impact, for example, on children. There's a story in Luke 9 when Jesus and his disciples are traveling to Jerusalem, and they pass through Samaria, part of a country that's there, and the people of that town didn't welcome Jesus. And when James and John hear the fact that they just didn't want Jesus around, they really got angry. They wanted to call fire down from heaven to burn them up. But Jesus said, no, that's not the way. He rebuked them. That's not the way to do it, he said. He shows the kingdom of God actually comes through power and not by that sort of reaction. So when rejected by the Samaritans, Jesus refused to dole out the punishment. He keeps moving on. So Jesus was there. He understood how people tick. We don't like criticism, but I think it's a fact of life that we need to understand that we need to speak words of life. Let's be honest and ask God to help. Lord, there's so much more we need to learn. Give us your grace and your understanding. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.